So I have my joke for you this morning. So there's two dogs and a cat. There's a German Shepherd and a Doberman and a cat. And they all die. And they all go to heaven. And they all get their chance to talk to God. And God asks them all a question. And the question is, what do you believe? He asked the German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd says, well, I believe I'm here to discipline and be trained and to be loyal to my master. And God says, all right, take a seat right beside me on the left. So then he asks the Doberman, he goes, what do you believe in? And he says, well, I believe in loving and caring and just being there for my master. And he says, all right, come on up here. Sit on the right side of me. So he gets to the cat. And he says to the cat, what do you believe? And the cat says, you're sitting in my spot. Bum, bum, bum. Those crazy cats. They think they get everything. So my question to you today is, do you believe in eternal life? Can you say, I believe in eternal life?
I believe in eternal life.
I celebrate life.
I celebrate.
Turn to your neighbor and say, you are eternal life.
You are eternal life.
And we celebrate life.
Because
I need you to buy that. To go on this journey with me this morning. I need you to know with all your heart that you are eternal life, and we celebrate that life, whether it's a past life, this life, future life, whatever life it is, we enjoy it and we celebrate it. So if you truly believe in that statement, will you go another step with me and say, you didn't come to this planet to die? Can you go there? I did not come to this planet to die. Together?
I did not come to this planet to die.
No, you did not. You came here to live a life fully. You came here to find and know the power and presence of God. And that's what we're here doing, celebrating and finding that connection to God. And guess what? Yes. We do let go of our bodies in the end. We do. But life goes on. It's eternal. It's an everlasting thing. We do not die. Death is not part of the picture for us. I know a lot of people say the minute we are born, we're going to die. Well, that's not true. We don't die. We don't ever die. So I'm trying to get that out of your heads today, that we don't die. We continue on. Now, the message I know that I'm supposed to give to you today is a lot of us believe that there's a thing called awful deaths, which is what we would put with men who die in the military. That's what we would put with people who get killed or murdered, or people who die slowly from cancer. We call those things awful deaths. And so I had to do a lot of prayer work because I knew that's what I was supposed to talk about today. So I had to do a lot of prayer work to get my mind wrapped around how to transform that word awful into something celebrating life. And it can be done. It can be done. So I've taken every letter in the word awful, and I've put a word with it that represents where we start with this death process, and I've transferred it into a word that means eternal life. Okay, so we start with the letter A, and A, I'm going to say, starts out, we're normally angry when somebody dies, because somebody has been taken away from us. And that's where we are. We're very angry about it. And I've been angry too, because we believe something is taken away from us. And I didn't realize till just this morning that I was still angry of how my father had died. My father had prostate cancer and it moved into his bones and he was in major pain for at least 2 months or the morphine could not even touch the pain. He was that bad off. And I was angry with God for now 26 years, angry with God. My dad was a beautiful human being. Why in the world would someone have to suffer like that for 2 months? In my mind, that's an awful death. And you know what God told me? God told me, Denise, my love, my power, my presence is there with everyone who dies. How could it ever be an awful experience? How could it ever be awful if God's love and all God's angels and all that infinite, awesome feeling of love is with you every step of the way? So I had to argue with God just a little bit. I said, that might be true for somebody who, you know, gets shot and dies quickly or, you know, in a car accident and dies quickly. I said, but my dad suffered for months. So I heard another answer. And I said, well, God says, some people will hold on to the pain because they're afraid of the next step. It's your choice. You can stick around and hold on to that pain as long as you want until you're ready to give it up. And God's there with you 24/7, patiently waiting for that to happen so he can just wrap his arms around you. And I got that. And you know what? I'm no longer angry with God. I'm not angry anymore because I understand what happened. And I understand that God's love, God's power, God's presence is there no matter what way we die. And we're all going to do it. So how we die is really not the question. So we change that feeling of anger into acceptance. That dying is a part of life. That dying is a part of transformation. And we're in this world to live and to know God and to continue to live for eternity. So all we're doing is dropping a body at the end of this lifetime is all we're doing. And God and all his angels are right there every step of the way. Every step reminding us how loved and how blessed and how cherished we are. So let's take that A and awful and transfer all that anger that we had to let somebody go. Because in all truthfulness, that love stays with you 24/7. Their body may be gone, but those memories and that existence of love lives on in your heart and lives on in their heart forever. There's nothing that can take that away. Nothing. So we let that word anger be transformed into acceptance. Acceptance that we're here on a life journey. We're here living forever, growing and learning. And that this process of letting go of the body is just part of the process. Look at the caterpillar crawling on the ground. He has no idea, I'm sure, that one day he's going to have wings and can fly. And we're the same way. We may be on the ground right now, but someday we're going to have wings and we're going to fly and we're going to be celebrating life continuously. So if we can transform the letter A, we can also transform the letter W. Because the other thing, as delightfully human people, we like to ask why. Why did this happen? Why did this happen to them? And my answer to that is we can ask that question all we want and you're never going to get an answer. Why is kind of irrelevant. We all die. It doesn't matter how it happens. We are all God's children, and we're all going to be loved, and we're all going to have that power and presence with us when it happens. So why is the unanswerable question? We just have to accept that people come here for different journeys. We all come here. We don't know what. We're all here to learn. Like in the story of Moses, I mean, we all think Moses gets a bad rap because he doesn't get to go to the promised land. But you know what? He's not the character in the Bible that's supposed to take us to the promised land. Moses represents that within us that lifts us up. And that's not what takes us to the promised land. It's only the I am within us that can take us to the promised land. And that's Joshua in the Bible. So when you get the big picture, you might understand the why, but not on this planet, not in this form, because we don't get to see the big picture. So quit trying to figure out why it had to happen, why this accident happened, because you're never going to know. So let it go. Let it go and turn it into another W word called win. The person who just left wins, because they're in that sacred space with God. They're on that new journey where there is no limitations. They're in this new place that's exciting and joy-filled. They win. They win by moving on. So turn that why into wow, they just won a cool journey with God. It's like a eternity of vacation. It's fun. See them as that light that you just lit, that lives forever without the limitations that they were experiencing with their body. So turn that word why into win, W-I-N, they win. They win that new journey of life. So then the next letter is F, of course, and we normally go to a place of fear about death, we do, and that's understandable because it's an unknown. Fear is an unknown. But as it tells us in the Bible, and I'll read it, it's a short verse, is Psalms, I think I have it with me here, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So that tells me there's nothing that God cannot do. He maketh me lie down into green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul, leading me in paths of righteousness for his sake. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Do you hear that? Any person who has made their transition, they fear no evil, for thou art always with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And anytime we get anointed with oil, we're talking about love. So even if there's a table before me, even in the presence of my enemies, even in front of people who are trying to hurt me, that God is with me, pouring me with this love, and my cup runneth over with love. Surely the goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. So there's nothing to fear. It's just another unknown. And in all truthfulness, you've already made this transition a lot of times. Because you're not still the size of a newborn baby, are you? And you didn't know what it was going to be like to be a teenager when you were a newborn baby. So you became a teenager. And you were looking forward to growing up so you could do what you could wanted to do. But you didn't know how that was going to look. And you transferred into an adult. And it's just a stage in the process. It's another unknown. another unknown. So we change fear into freedom. See that this transition part of life is freedom. It's freedom for us to have a new beginning. It's freedom for us to start all over. It's freedom to express joy and love in the highest impossible way. So turn that fear into freedom. And then U represents unpleasant. We like to see these happenings as unpleasant happenings. But like I said, once again, it's just dealing with the unseen and the unknown. And we deal with that all the time. When you get married, you have no idea what it's going to turn out to be. When you take a new job, you don't know how the job's going to turn out. But we just trust. And that's what this transformation of life is. Just trusting in that power and presence. We don't know what it's going to look like. But we know it's going to be good because God is there. It's going to be awesome because God is there. God and all his angels are waiting. So sometimes I think that's why we don't know what happens after we make this process, because we would all want to go. We wouldn't want to stay around. So it's going to be an awesome transition. And then the L, which we normally see as loss and loneliness, we transfer into love. Because that love is eternal. That love is with us 24/7. Whenever I miss my dad, all I have to do is think of him, and he's right there with me. I can feel his presence. And then some older gentleman will always come up to me and say something exactly like my dad would say it. I say, thank you, God. Dad's with me. So that love never disappears. It never goes away. So we're really not losing anything except that physical presence. And I truly believe we will meet them again. For those of us who are connected here, we will be connected again in the next lifetime. So we're not even really saying goodbye to them. We're just saying, so long, I'll see you around. So hopefully I've convinced you that there is no such thing as an awful death. That's what God told me this week. How could it be awful if I'm with you, if all my angels are with you, and all my love is there, no matter how it happens, no matter how it happens, my power, my presence, my love is there for you always. So there's no such thing as an awful death. There is only the celebration of life. Those people who've made their transition, God and all those angels were celebrating their new journey, celebrating that new life. So that's what we're here to do today, is celebrate life. So will you say that with me? I celebrate life. Together, I celebrate life. Life is eternal. Together, life is eternal. I am so grateful to be alive. Together, I am so grateful to be alive. Oh my gosh, yes. And no matter how we show up, whether it's a baby or teenager, an adult, or moving on to the next lifetime, life is exciting because God is there. No matter where we are, God is there. And we are growing and learning and seeing the power and presence of God in greater ways in every step. So there's no reason to fear this transition. Because all it is a step in life. So let's take this time to meditate. Let's close our eyes and relax. Forget about the day. Just be here in this moment. Find that place of stillness in your heart, where only the love of God dwells.
and feel that truly amazing love. Feel the warmth that's within you and all around you. You are the love of God. And in that sacred place, all your needs are met. Let God do His miracles in and through you. Feel that beautiful connection to the light. Know that even when life gets scary, God's love will always see you through. It's always there. So take this time to let go of your fear of dying. Let go of that word awful. And choose this day to always live in God's grace. Find the power that is within you that says, my love for you is greater than all things. My love heals all things. My love lives in you forever. Life has no end. Life continues. Life creates and transforms continuously. No one can stop this process. God and all His angels are with you every step of the way. God and all His angels are there with every person. There's not a time when you or a loved one is ever alone. So we celebrate life, for life is all there is. We celebrate our growth and unfoldment. We celebrate our freedom to transform through any situation and begin to live again. For transformation is a part of life. Transformation is life. We are forever growing in spirit. So today, we celebrate and we honor eternal life, not only for ourselves, but for all those who have gone before us. We recognize our oneness with the eternal love of God in the silence. And let us start to come back into the room. Become aware of your surroundings. Hear James playing the music. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And always remember, we did not come to this planet to die. We came to live and to grow. Grow spiritually, forever and ever, for transformation is a beautiful part of life. Amen.